Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
And to Ukraine next, where Russian forces have stepped up attacks on Kherson in an apparent attempt to recapture the city from which it withdrew last month. According to Ukraine's military this morning, Russian troops fired 33 rockets at civilian targets, including the maternity wing of a hospital. Russia denies targeting civilians. In a moment, I'll speak to Ukrainian MP Kira Rudik, who was in Parliament today for an annual address by President Zelensky. But first, I'm joined by Ukrainian journalist Katerina Malafieva. Katerina, can you bring us up to date, first of all, with developments in Kherson this evening?
Well, the situation in Kherson has been difficult for already a month. Basically, after the liberation of Kherson, only the first week was more or less safe, and the city is constantly under attack. It's not only the report that you hear about the maternity hospital that was hit yesterday and more deadly casualties earlier last week. So this is not the first time they're doing it. And they keep doing as Ukrainian forces are launching their counteroffensives on the left side of the River Dnieper, so trying to liberate completely the Kherson region.
As we mentioned, the city of Kherson apparently reclaimed by Ukraine with the Russian withdrawal last month. It may have given some reprieve for people there. What's been the impact of this latest attack on people and the civilian population there today?
Well, of course, it's difficult for people. Ukrainian authorities tried to fix as soon as possible the devastated result of the Russian presence, meaning the fixing of the electricity, fixing the water supply, etc. And of course, this is a major thing because for people in Kherson who have been living under occupation, they are happy to be without Russia, right? So they're happy to return under Ukrainian control. But of course, people who I speak in Kherson, they don't want to leave. Can you imagine? So when now under a very massive and almost permanent attacks from the Russian forces, they prefer to stay because they say we've survived the occupation, we will be okay now. So only people with young kids take a decision to leave the city, but the majority stay there.
Okay. I'm going to move on from you, Katerina. We have a little difficulty with your line, but my apologies to listeners there. But thank you very much for joining us, Katerina Malafieva, there in Ukraine. We're moving on to bring in Ukrainian MP Kira Rudik, who's leader of the Golos Party. Kira, you were in Parliament today for the address by President Volodymyr Zelensky. What did the President tell MPs today?
President today gave a good conclusion to the year of fighting that we had. He was addressing the parliament and also honoring our brave men and women and awarding heroes with additional rankings and honors and medals. President was summing up what we have achieved and what the goals are. The obvious goal is, of course, the victory in this war. And we also need to think not only about the military side of it, but also about how we as parliamentarians are going to work to rebuild the country. What should be our priorities? And our priorities should be, of course, the best and most effective rebuilding of the country. Also, the energy stability, because I would like to remind you that as of right now, 50% of Ukrainian energy infrastructure is destroyed. And every single day when the air attacks are happening, we are just one step away from the total blackout. So the energy independence and stability is critical for us. He was talking about the justice that we need to bring to the people who suffered through this terrible war, but also to Russian soldiers and Russian commanders who were going through those terrible orders and executing on them. Mm-hmm. We're going to take back money that Russia has confiscated in different countries to use them for the sake of Ukraine. This is something that I have been personally working on since May of this year, and I'm so glad that right now we are at the point where Canada and the United States are already on board and have voted for the legislation like this. And we hope that the other countries will follow, because as of right now, it's $500 billion of Russian money stored in the countries throughout the world that can be taken and used to show the rest of the aggressors in the whole world, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen if you launch an attack on a sovereign nation.
Okay.
Of course, we're talking about the support that people need and how bravely our men and women are fighting at the front, and that the ability for us to be alive today right now is the debt that we will never be able to repay to those who are protecting mm-hmm. us right now.
You speak of that brave fight, as you say, continuing. President Zelensky still talking about his 10-point peace plan, but he also spoke about there being no place in Ukraine not covered with blood. And we've been speaking there about those latest attacks in Kherson, also in Bakhmut. How would you describe the mood in Ukraine as this war continues into a new year?
Of course, people are terrified with the latest attacks on Kherson and with the bloody battlefield that is happening in Bakhmut. But we made this choice that we are going to fight for our sovereign country, and we never changed this choice. And this is why we need to make sure that we push aggressor back from our territory, restore our sovereignty, free our people. This is the goal. This is the plan. We know that it is extremely hard under air raid sirens. It's hard with the electricity outages and with constant risks and traumas that people are suffering. But also we know that this is the only path and the only way. And we are going through this way. And we are taking it, everything that is happening, as a challenge that we will go through and we will win.
Ukrainian MP Kira Rudik, thank you for joining us on Drive Time from Kyiv this evening. Back shortly.